Get ready. The DE Talk podcast starts now. Insightful conversations and dialogue helping you put the human factor back in HR.
Veterans come from all across America, representing the diversity and character of our nation. They are leaders and volunteers inside and outside of the service. And for many years, employers have recognized the great value and skills veterans bring to the civilian workforce. With about 250,000 service members transitioning to civilian life each year, employers around the nation look for new and creative ways to position themselves as employers of choice to these valuable candidates. Despite the year or season, veteran hiring holds a space forever in our mission at Direct Employers, and building the connection between employers and veterans is paramount to supporting these individuals. In this month's episode, we'll be looking at the varying ways Direct Employers supports veteran connections, whether it's through listing jobs for OFCCP compliance via Vet Central and relationship building with local vet reps or connecting veteran partners in the Partner Relationship Manager or even focusing efforts on recruitment marketing. Direct Employers is a time-tested, proven choice for building the connections you need to not only support our nation's heroes, but your own workforce diversity efforts as well. In many ways, we're all searching to build relationships. For federal government contractors, those relationships begin with outreach to their local veteran representatives. Let's explore how Vet Central works twofold to support not only mandatory job listing requirements, but also provides a direct line to men and women who support transitioning veterans, as well as our disabled veterans. To better understand the services veterans have access to, Kim Lott, a U.S. Navy veteran and a Direct Employers Community and State Outreach Administrator, discusses Vet Central and the role it plays in connecting veterans to meaningful work with Jeff Tabb, an Indiana-based Disabled Veterans Outreach Program Specialist.
Welcome, Jeff, to the DE Talk podcast. Thank you so much for being with me today and being willing to do this podcast. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing outstanding. How are you?
I am doing fabulous. Thank you for asking. I know you're a busy gentleman working with the veterans that are in your care, so I'm going to jump right into this. For everyone that's listening, tell us a little bit about yourself and your past service as a Marine, because you are a Marine veteran, correct?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am.
Tell us about that.
Good to go. Well, my name is Jeffrey Tabb. I was a United States Marine for 14 years. My first 4 years, I was a combat infantry. Got out, went to reserves, and then came back in a year later and became a 3052 packaging specialist. That's the MOS number. But when they found out I was a combat infantry prior, they put me into a lot of different billets, such as I was a safety manager, where I took care of OSHA regulations for our battalion headquarters. I also did I was a sergeant of the guard for one of the areas where we're stationed at Camp Pendleton, where I helped with the force protection plan after 9/11.
Wow.
And finally, my last job was when everybody started to go to Iraq and Afghanistan. I ended up being the operations chief, which is in Marine Corps term as a company gunnery sergeant. So once I got out of the Marine Corps, I ended up working in as a security supervisor in hotels for Hilton and Marriott, and then became a director at the end. My last job prior to this was I was working personal security for the owner of the Indianapolis Colts, Jim Irsay.
Oh, wow. So you've kind of done it all. You have done it all. Well, thank you for your service, good sir. Very different work from what you're currently doing right now. So How would you say, that all of those, varied past military services led you into this current role as a Disabled Veterans Outreach Program Specialist?
Well, I've always been passionate about trying to help my fellow veterans. If you see in the background, I have my own company called Puncher Veterans Boxing, where I help teach boxing to disabled veterans and the community. But during that time prior to that, I was trying to figure out a niche of how to get this company started. And at first, I tried to present it as a boxing program to the gym that I was going to, but they weren't feeling it. So then, when I was working for Jim Irsay, I was contemplating, and then finally somebody said, "Hey, you do got a nice radio speaking voice. Why don't you try a podcast of your own?" So needless to say, my employment started to decline as far as hours and everything. And so I made a brash risk decision and decided to quit my job and try to depend on doing Uber and Lyft. And then as a result, I ended up homeless.
Mm.
But once I became homeless, I kind of felt a sense of complacency. And then I had to snap out of it and seek help. Then, and that's when I met Josh McDonald, who's another disabled veteran outreach program
yes. specialist
at Work One Indy. And he got me through. And then he started, I started talking to him, and he's like, "Hey, we have a position in Franklin, Indiana. Would you be interested?" I said, "Sure, I like. See, let's see what happens." So from there, did an interview with my management today, which was David Douglas and Mark Mathis. And then had a second interview at the Work One I'm here present today and got the job. And I've been here for 4 years ever since.
Wow. Phenomenal group of people. I met them when I came out there recently, and they are just phenomenal people. And I met Mr. McDonald. So how did you come to meet him? Was it, did he do outreach and he found you, or how did you learn about the JVSG program?
Well, actually what happened was I had gotten to the Homeless Veteran Reintegration Program with Skills Crossroads, and they referred me to him. And then pretty much when I met him, we kicked it off and, you know, started working on what to do. And he helped me, assist me with trying to get a place to stay. And then every day I was at Work One trying to figure out what I was going to do as far as employment.
Right. And that just shows that very necessary partnership between the American Job Center and all of the resources out there, all of the community partners, because of his relationship with them, you know, he could connect you with the employment opportunity and you know, make that a reality. So that's just wonderful. So your day to day, you know, tell us a little about what your day to day looks like serving the veterans that you serve.
My day-to-day pretty much consists of, one, working with the American Job Center staff here at Work One, finding out if you had any veterans that came into the office that needed appointment services. As far as appointments, I set appointments for the veteran for them, for their convenience, make sure that they feel comfortable with coming in. And then once I sit them down, I get to know who they are. First of all, I don't want to feel too formal that they feel like they're in an actual, you know, government job type interview to see, you know, what's wrong with them. It's not here to see what's wrong with it, to take care of them and get into their employment goal and needs. Because a lot of times veterans that come in here, I've dealt like with veterans that are homeless, like myself, veterans that were formerly incarcerated, veterans that are young between the ages of 18 and 24. And so it's a different way of veterans that come in. So I want them to feel comfortable first before we get into working on gaining employment. But the first thing, what I do first, we use a program here called Indiana Career Connect, which is pretty much a profile picture of what the veteran wants to do as far as employment and what things that they might have lacking, such as significant barriers to employment. Once we go through that, then we start what you call an objective assessment summary. That's pretty much painting a picture of what their career goals are. Now, sometimes you might have a veteran that might come in and has not a clue what they want to do. Because I always get this line, I just need a job. I said, well, I tell the individual, if you just want a job, I could just send you to McDonald's. But we're not here to do that. We're trying to give you a career. It's like a job, better job, a career, ABC. So what we do sometimes is use Indiana Career Explorer, create a profile on that, and then it gives a career assessment and discovery of what that person can actually do as far as employment. And then once they figure out what they want to do, or they already have an idea what they do, then, like I said, we do an objective assessment summary and paint a picture of what type of hour they want, what's their desired salary. I tell them, don't be bashful. Because, I mean, if you want to work, you know, if you want to get that job, we're going to work on getting that job. And then I give them assistance as far as resume preparation, interviewing skills. We do have classes here at Work One that provides for that, or they might just do a mock interview myself in another college just to get them prepared for their job interview. Once I get that, then we create an individual employment plan. With an individual employment plan, it consists pretty much of their goal, objective, and what can we do to get to that objective.
Yes.
So once we get that all completed, then I will let them know that we are here to work together. We are not an employment placement place like a staffing agency. We are here to assist you. So as far as job placement and search assistance, we use the Vet Central program that we get emails constantly in. And then also we also use my leader, my local veteran employment representative. He's my, you know, it's like Batman, Robin, or
that's right.
Way you want to go. So first of all, we make sure that the veteran gets the resume prepared, because once we get the resume prepared, then the leader can assist that veteran of getting with employers that he already has connections with, and then present the resume to that employer. If they choose to interview that veteran, it's up to them. But more like most of the time, they end up interviewing, and most of the time it's a successful outcome.
Very good, because that lever is your wingman.
Yes.
That lever is going to go out there and shop that resume around and advocate for that veteran that's job ready. You know, I think when we connected previously, you talked a little bit about the outreach that you do, and one of them is to the local correctional facility. And I love that, because that's what it's about, conducting that outreach to ensure that you're identifying those who need the services, particularly those with significant barriers to employment, you know, detainment being one of them. And, you know, what a great resource that is for those that are currently detained. They're going to be getting released soon, so they don't have to wait until they get out to figure out where you are and where those resources are. So well done for that. Can you describe the other veterans that you typically support in your role?
Well, mostly, probably the biggest ones is probably homelessness. A veteran might come in saying, I'm homeless and need employment. First thing is off is that before we even talk about employment, we try to get that veteran assisted with a homeless veteran reintegration program and the supportive services for veterans and families programs. Because I wouldn't want to put somebody get employed and then they end up sleeping on Monument Circle in Indianapolis.
Yes.
They can't get a job because they don't get enough sleep. Their life is in danger. So we work on getting them housed first before, or some type of shelter in place first before we look into getting them employed. 18 to 24, those are young veterans that are transitioning out to service. Sometimes don't have a clue what they want to do, but some do, you know, as far as like maybe want to follow school, but they might not have the funds enough. Even with the GI Bill, you know, things can be expensive. So we give them a good, strong, intensive plan as far as starting what employment goals you want to look at. And I also refer them to a program such as Chapter 31, Veteran Readiness and Employment.
Very good. Very good. And I know you serve Vietnam era veterans.
Yes.
Like you said, those are recently separated, you know, in low income, service connected. I'm sure that's a big part of who you're.
Yes.
You know, you're providing services to. Wonderful. Tell us a little bit about the services that are offered to the veterans that are in your program. So you talked a little bit about it earlier, an IEP, I believe you talked about. Tell us a little bit about what that looks like.
Well, the individual employment program is, first of all, when we set it up, we set up the goal. The goal might be saying that they want to be employed in information technology, IT. We look at the resume. Sometimes they might not have a resume. So we don't do the resume. We assist them to build the resume. So I might send them a template on how to do it. Even we also assist with federal resumes, send them a template on how to construct it that way. If they're still having trouble, we also have class here at Work One. And then get to see what other services they may need. Like I say again, if they're low income, they might not have ways of providing themselves for a job interview outfit. So we'll refer them to HVRP, the Homeless Veteran Reintegration Program, maybe to assist with that, or any other veteran organization that might be able to tend to that veteran.
Provide an interview outfit or something along those lines.
Yeah.
Very good. I know you probably have many, success stories, but can you share a particular case or success story in which you felt your particular work impacted that life of a veteran that you were working with?
Well, I had one veteran a couple years back. He came in, he was saying that he lost his job, and he'd been unemployed for at least about a month or so, and he was struggling financially. He was struggling financially to keep his home. He was struggling financially to keep his car. He has a family, and he was very worried. And he thought that there's no aspect assisting him. So I connected him with the Homeless Veteran Reintegration Program, Easter Seals Crossroads. And then now what they do, they also not only provide them some type of way of getting to housing, but they also do employment services as well. Yeah. And so we worked together and found a job for him because he wanted to work in aviation. So with myself, my leaver, and the HVRP program at Easter Seals Crossroads, we got that individual interview. He nailed it in the interview and got the job. And now he's making over $100,000 a year.
Wow. That has to be entirely satisfying to be part of that process. And I'm sure you have many other success stories like that, that you can speak of, I haven't been in your role for so long. So Jeff, you are just one of thousands of JVSG vet reps through the U.S. and the territories of D.C., Virgin Islands, Puerto Rico, and Guam that received that daily email of federal contractor listings via direct employer's proprietary platform, Vet Central. And you talked about that a little bit earlier. The delivery of those job listings, it helps to satisfy the OFCCP and VEBRA compliance for the employers that are in our association. But more than that, it helps you meet your objective of veteran and eligible spouse employment. So I know that, when I was a leaver, it was a great resource for me because I had all the info I needed in that position to begin my advocacy on that veteran's behalf. And the DVOPs like yourself were integral in that process by identifying the job-ready vets on their caseload and then matching them with the opportunity, and making that veteran aware of the opportunity. So how has Vet Central supported your efforts to find jobs for veterans with significant barriers to employment?
Well, one thing about the program, it's very detailed and significant of providing information from employers. I send emails numerously to my veterans and also inform my leaver of what that type of job that veteran wants to get into.
Wonderful.
Yes. I try not to give them the whole entire list, but I try to, at least cut and paste the exact type of job that they're searching for.
Yes.
And a lot of times, some of my veterans do have difficulty with searching for jobs. I believe Vet Central is very more significantly straightforward than dealing with Indeed or Glassdoor or any other type of employee job banks that are out there. But that's always my go-to as far as making sure that, to assist them to give them a jump start into looking better as far as looking at employment.
Very good. And thank you for not sending that entire list to them because, they'll get overwhelmed. Sometimes there's hundreds of jobs on that daily email that you receive.
Yes.
And you can identify the position that matches with your veteran. You can click into it, go up to the right-hand corner and forward that individual opportunity to them. So you're going about it the way that we love, for you to go about it. So, employers are going to be listening to this. How can employers support JVSG vet reps in their line of work?
Well, the biggest thing is that to know that if you're working with a veteran, you're getting a good product. Most veterans still uphold their military values. as far as being at work on time, following orders, taking the initiative.
Mm-hmm.
And they're people that have fought for our country and know how to keep fighting.
Yes.
Do a good job. And I'm not saying physical fighting. I'm talking about as far as keep it moving forward.
That's right.
A lot of employers, you're also helping out the community as well.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the veteran itself, because you're helping that veteran's families, you know, people they know, and working around veterans.
Yep.
You know, it's a different world.
Yep. And, you know, they can connect with that leader that you're working with, you know, because truly the leader is the one that's advocating and building those relationships with employers and essentially shopping that job-ready veteran around. But those are veterans that you have helped to prepare. You know, you're partnering with the leader is partnering with the employers.
Yes.
And that makes a beautiful situation. But, you know, integrity, too. I have to tell you, Jeff, I was on travel this past weekend. I was with a group of people. I got very excited and we were on a bus going to, you know, like a tram from a hotel going out to eat. Excuse me. And I left my purse on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't realize it until I got off and just was so flustered about that. Well, I had to call the hotel and they had to call dispatch. Long story short, the driver of that bus was a Marine. And he came back to the hotel. I met him at the hotel, gave me my purse, and I was just so grateful. You know, it's just talking with him, you know, you just discover veterans in every facet of life, you know, every industry. But that integrity part is there. Like you said, there's so many things that we carry over from our military service that employers get to benefit from in their workplace, you know? So wonderful. So, you know, what type of agencies do you partner with to achieve your veteran employment goals? I know you have partners out there.
Oh, yes. Well, one with, like I said, the American Jobs Center here at Work One. I partner with them as far as providing a veteran with training. Sometimes mm-hmm. they also, vice versa, supply me with veterans when they have programs like their SIA, which is, deals with unemployment insurance. We help each other and assist each other of ensuring that veterans' needs are or may, because they might have also employment resources for me.
Right.
You know, they might have job openings. They also assist me with like interviewing skills, resume preparation. As far as other partners, like I said, HVRP, Homeless Veteran Reintegration Program, I got about three or four organizations that I work with that.
Mm-hmm.
And then also the veteran service officers in the counties that I work in.
Yes.
They're very integral because sometimes I might have a veteran that doesn't have any qualifications for a veteran significant barriers. But what I'll do is encourage that veteran to at least file for a claim with the veteran service officer. We do not do any veterans service officers VA claims. That's not our job. We're here to provide that resource. So on a monthly basis, I connect with those individuals to ensure that these veterans are getting taken care of.
Very good. Now, you know, Direct Employers partners with the National Association of State Workforce Agencies to have created and, you know, we maintain the National Labor Exchange. Do you incorporate the National Labor Exchange or NLX in your job seeking efforts for your clients?
Yes, I do. I mean, like I said, another great job bank. But I'm also very impressed in case just when a veteran says, hey, I want to move somewhere else. I want to move to Wichita, Kansas. Well, there's a map on, there's an actual map of the United States where you can click on that state and go and find out who the exact counterpart is and connect with them that way. I think it's very, very good. And plus, you also learn about your counterparts, you know, what they actually do, what they're actually called in their states. So, it's a great program. And like I said, what I like about it, it's straight direct to the employer. You're not going around somebody else to get to that employer. And, plus the majority of people on that list also are already veteran certified or by higher vets.
Mm-hmm. So
you know that those organizations are willing to employ veterans, not just to run around saying, oh yeah, what thanks for your service. It's straight to the point. That's right.
Because you can filter by higher vet medallion award recipients through there. So yeah, there's wonderful. I love that you use it that way. You know, my colleague, Mike Witt, and I, we have relationships with all of the states and territories, JVSG programs, and we really love to be a good resource by helping to connect your veterans that are looking for work outside of Indy with other state staff. But you're using the platform in a great way by providing the resource directly to your vets and empowering them to use it. Because when they move to wherever they're moving, when they want to switch jobs again, you know, they have that resource. And like you stated earlier, you're not doing everything for them, but you're empowering them and helping them in that job search.
Yes.
Jeff, it has been a pleasure to meet you, good sir. Thank you sharing your story with us and very candidly, you know, noting how you came into the program. I'll tell you, your personal story is a true testimony to the benefit of the JVSG program and how it changes lives for all the veterans, to include those with significant barriers to employment, such as homelessness. Thank you for your service then and for your continued service now, good sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Veterans employment representatives truly impact both employers and veterans seeking employment in immeasurable ways. The work they do is endless. And as an organization, we are happy to be able to bridge the gaps to create connections. When it comes to connections, building relationships, much like what vet reps do daily, with organizations serving veterans is another avenue employers can take to support their veteran hiring efforts. I might be a little biased, but no one offers outreach management tools quite like direct employers. Our partnerships team is dedicated to making the first contact with partners, vetting them for employment programs, and the resources offered to assist employers. Thanks to their work, our partner library within the Partner Relationship Manager is chock full of organizations serving not only veterans, but disabled veterans, military spouses, individuals with disabilities, females, and underserved communities. But don't take my word for it. Listen to this next segment as Mikey Mahar, Direct Employers Manager of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion, chats with Toby McIntyre, Senior Communications Compliance Analyst at Oracle, about how she uses this tool to successfully fulfill outreach and record-keeping obligations and build relationships that support their workforce diversity goals.
Hi, Toby. Welcome to the DE Talk podcast. I've been excited to talk to you more and learn about your role within Oracle and also how you utilize the Partner Relationship Manager with your outreach management, partner connections, and so much more. So you're ready? I'd love to get into it and, you know, have you walk us through your background at Oracle and let you know, even though you've turned into an Arizonian, you were also a former Hoosier.
That's right. I actually graduated from Indiana University, so I'm very familiar with the area. Quick, it's funny because when I graduated with a degree in business management, which has not really much to do with HR. My college roommate and I threw a dart at a dartboard. It landed on Phoenix, and here I am. but you know what? When I came here, business management is so broad that I wasn't sure where to take it. I landed a job with a staffing agency that does only government contracts. And that really brought me into the realm of kind of HR compliance. They did use a competitor's tool of yours. I'm not gonna say their name, but I worked for them for several years. And I actually started with Oracle back in 2016. My project was really to start the outreach program. They gave me a great an open book basically to kind of create this relationship manager. And of course I began using direct employers immediately. So I've been using your tool since about 2016. But my heart's in compliance. My heart's actually in outreach, and I use your tool quite a bit, as you can see.
Yes, I know you're definitely involved with our outreach in terms of the happy hours. You know, we see you participate on that all the time too, which is also wonderful to see and, you know, be able to foster connections sometimes outside of, you know, those direct tools that kind of lie in the background. And, you know, as you were saying, the federal contractors outreach really is the heart of your compliance efforts. And like you said, you've been a supporter long time using the tool. Walk me through, and you know, maybe for other employers that are utilizing this or maybe new to the PRM, how you got started using it, but more so how you organize the way you use the tool within the outreach.
Oh, sure. So starting with it, to be honest with you, I start outside the tool. I actually go through our AAPs when we do those. And I have to get, like you said, it's got to be organized. You can't just go into this tool and randomly select things. So you've got to kind of have a mindset. When you go through your AAPs, it gives you a good idea of what areas are lacking in what groups. So I take that information when I log into DE and say for Chicago, we are actually trying to recruit a higher volume of women. So then I can go through the tool, use your partner relationship manager, and seek out women's organizations through that in the Chicago area. From there, you know, I reach out to them and build a relationship with them. It's same thing with, you know, disabilities and veterans. They do reach out to me directly sometimes through the portal system, which is great. So I've made some great relationships with that. But the main thing is get yourself organized. Understand your company's needs and what your goals are, right? You don't want to go in there and just start picking things, because it's really, it's never going to hurt to use the system to reach out to anybody, right? We're not going to say that, but obviously if you have goals, that's where your time would be best focused.
Yeah. And like, I love that you brought up, you are going back and looking at your AAP first. So it's giving you a starting point on where to look. And I think that's a perfect way to manage it, and really good advice for, again, those listening that are just new to this or just started using it, or maybe just, you know, haven't really figured out the best way for their company's needs yet. You know, if you have that AAP, definitely go take a look at it. And, you know, just being able to really track your efforts throughout the year as well. Are you able to share maybe even an example or a success story of using the PRM and how that has supported your efforts, whether that be veterans, individuals with disabilities?
Absolutely. You know, one of the first people that reached out to me was a guy named Jose. He was a lever or a VAT rep in Texas. And he reached out to me through the PRM tool. And we created this relationship. And what happened was, even though our headquarters is in Austin, he had a lot of questions because Oracle does have a lot of jobs. And because we do offer national, he says, you know, I just wanted to touch base with you and understand all of the jobs that are coming through. So we had this wonderful conversation. He wouldn't have known who to contact if it wasn't for the PRM system. And with the relationship that he built, he says, oh, by the way, I'm also friends with the lever in Minnesota, who was friends with the lever in Indianapolis, who was friends with the lever in San Diego, right? So that was such a success for me because I created this network of levers or veteran reps around the U.S., which, because we are national and a lot of us are virtual, provided us the opportunity to really get that hold. Because again, with us having a lot of jobs, a lot of people, I think, dismiss those as not real. When in reality, the fact is they're open nationally. So it does show a lot of openings because they could sit anywhere in the U.S. And having, you know, this gentleman from the lever reach out to me, he understood and he was able to kind of relay the information to other levers that he worked with. And they then contacted me and they were like, oh, hey, this is great explanation. I want to have you. And so I then connected a lot of those folks with our veteran hiring team. And I also now have a network to where when we do our veteran internship program, I can go through the DE tool and just send out, email, but it goes directly into the tool and I can send them, hey, this upcoming veteran internship program, keep, you know, folks that you may have an Oracle in mind. So that has really opened up the door for that personal relationship with that rep and for those agencies. So absolutely, to me, that's a total success.
Yes. And I love that. So kind of bringing it back to, you know, this one individual reached out to you, yet in return, you're able to connect with more leavers just through that one contact. And, you know, I think sometimes with outreach efforts, maybe employers get caught up in thinking that they have to, you know, do outreach to, you know, 1,000 different organizations when, you know, sometimes within that one unit or that one contact, you know, reaching out to 12 more people, you know, that's also getting the outreach to expand just through that one conversation. And, you know, I love that you're having that experience and, you know, especially for, you know, a small company of 160,000 employees, you know,
right.
That outreach definitely matters, you know, in terms of the expansiveness of starting with one contact and, you know, having it filter outwards. So that's really cool that you were able to have that experience with it.
Yeah. And it is, like you said, it's just kind of almost like a spider web. Once I got started and, you know, when I started, you know, I use the OSCCP library, your PRM, your new library is a lot better. I will give you that for absolute certainness. But it's great to have that because once you know your goals, sometimes you have to kind of think, oh my goodness, where do I go? So that library is invaluable as far as starting points. And not everybody, not all partners are going to be a good fit, right? Maybe they're too small for a company like Oracle or, you know, they don't have the same, maybe they only hire construction where we're looking for more technical. So it is just, it's so that gives you a place to go.
Yes. And, you know, coming from the partnership team and be playing an active role in getting these organizations into the PRM, along with the rest of my team, you know, we really do take the time to talk with these individuals and vet them. And, you know, DE serves a lot of different industries and employers. So it's not always going to meet everybody's needs. Like you said, there's different organizations or nonprofits rather that will match up with an employer. But overall, and full disclosure for you, we can take it, but how would you rate the caliber of partners that are in the PRM? You know, do you feel like this really is a great place for employers to go without having to do a lot of the legwork and finding the contact and, you know, kind of making sure they're legitimate?
I like the idea, and the tool is great. As far as to rate it, for what it is, you know, it's an excellent tool. I just feel that sometimes the contractor does need to do a little legwork on their own as well. But the tool is a fantastic starting point for the contractors. Not that the tool is bad. I would say, you know, honestly, I would say 4.7 out of 5, you know, that would be probably my rating.
All right. Well, we're going to do our best to get you at a 5.0 next year.
I'm a tough cookie. Yeah.
We'll revisit this next year on November 16th. But no, I appreciate the feedback and, you know, because that is important. I know definitely for our team as well. And you know, we want to make sure you're measuring your outreach effectiveness as best as possible and having the resources that you need. And you're right. You know, sometimes the contractor, they do have to do legwork on their own because, you know, we can't always account for every city in the U.S. to support a specific, you know, women's organization.
What you guys do though, honestly, is fantastic job. You've really covered a lot of bases. But yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. There's nothing that you could do to cover a specific company 100%. And that's because every company's different, has different needs. So like I said, I think the tool is fantastic.
Awesome. Well, really glad to hear that. And you know, with this month's focus being heavily placed on veterans hiring, you know, you already shared an example of an outreach experience you had in the PRM with a leaver and how it's impacted your recruitment efforts. Has that interaction resulted in any hiring for Oracle or any, you know, maybe not necessarily that particular contact, but have you had a direct result or hire from the PRM?
Yes. We don't have an exact number, but it's nationwide. And sometimes, you know, when they apply, they don't always choose the correct thing. But yes, we have had hires from all over the U.S. We've had a couple of folks come in our veteran internship program through my contacts that I made through this lever. Yes.
Very cool. Yeah, we're always curious to hear that too. So if you do, like, if you specifically ever have that experience or know that somebody was hired because of the PRM, we'd love to know that. And, you know, so we can kind of track as best as possible how that's working and what partners are engaging. So that's very cool to hear that. You use the partner library for those listening who aren't new.
I do use the partner library because every time we do an AAP, we do them twice a year. I always evaluate those and I evaluate my partners that I have and I look for where that gap is and I go to that partner library. Yes. And if it's not the partner library, again, like I said, I've made other contacts through them, through the network. And even that is beneficial. So even if it's not directly in the partner library, a lot of times I get other contacts from people that are contacted through there. So it is a great networking tool.
Perfect. And, you know, we touched on where you start when you go into the PRM, you know, that's with your AAPs. For those listening and really wanting to put this tool to work, but don't know where to start. Maybe they're a brand new member or, you know, maybe somebody even new to the industry or their job in itself. And they're sitting here saying, oh, what's an AAP? And
right.
How do I apply this?
Your affirmative action plans. When you ran your affirmative action plans, or if you're doing your workforce analysis, however your company would do that, you know, you're going to look statistically to see where there may be goals, where you think that, where the numbers take you, right? You're going to look at your numbers of those folks that you're hiring, those folks that your workforce is made of, and find your goals. Again, like I said, if you're looking, let's just grow broad, and you know, you're looking for, you know, what is, I think it's 5.5% now for veterans. They just changed it. And you look at your veteran workforce and you think, wow, I'm only at like 4.1. So at that point, you know that you need to be looking for veteran workers, and you can go into the system at that point and click that you're looking for veterans in the area you're looking for. And then you're able to kind of begin to look at some of the partners that are available in the agency. And when you reach out to them, that was probably really kind of interesting for me because the first dozen or so, I wasn't sure what to say. It's like, I'm with Oracle. And, the more you do it, the more, you really become confident and you really understand what you're asking for. Right. And that's what you have to kind of portray to that person is, hey, you know, this is who I am. This is what my company does. We're hoping that maybe we could find out what your, nonprofit does and hopefully partner together. And that's what it is. It's not anything more than creating those partnerships. I'll be honest with you, you can send people your jobs all day long, but if you don't have that connection with them, which I think this tool allows you to do easily, I don't think you would result in any hires. I think at that point you're just marshmallowing it through.
Yeah, you bring up such a good point. I'm so glad you actually hit on that, because that was going to be my next question about a conversation starter. Because you're right. I think at first you're like, oh, what am I going to say to them? And
right.
Are they going to be reluctant? And sometimes you do find that because, you know, we already have that relationship with the partner. So they're protective of their clients and the population that they work with. And as they should be, you know, we're trying all to be, have inclusive hiring and, you know, getting into companies that are going to be the best fit for these individuals. So building that relationship first is so important, instead of just going straight at it with like, well, we feel we need to hire here, so we've got these jobs available, help us out.
Right. And that's not what it is, because a lot of times they may have questions about your jobs. You know, what does this mean in your job, or hey, where are you flexible on your experience, or, you know, so it's having the build that again with a relationship with them to where they are comfortable asking you questions just as much as you're comfortable going to them with your questions.
Yes. Very good point. I wish if that was in a transcript, I would put that in capital letters and bold.
Yes. And I've learned, like I said, using this for the last, like, oh my gosh, 7 years now, that is a huge factor. And then of course the DE tool allows us not only to keep that contact, but to monitor it and store it for us. So, but yeah, it stores that contact. So when we do get those audits or those requests from OCCP, the data and the stuff that we've done, we're able to retrieve easily.
Yeah. Do you find it though better more as a record keeping tool or communication tool?
I use it for both.
Okay. Yeah, that's you know, sometimes the needs to, like, again, each company is different. So don't really know. Some only use it for communication. Some only use it for, you know, evaluations and assessments in their record keeping.
It does help when we do our evaluations, because those of you who are new, or those of you who are OCCP contractors, know that recently they added that we have to do evaluations of our outreach. And this gives us the information to do that.
And again, love to hear this. Love the feedback. And, you know, but before we close out, what we'd love to hear areas of improvement that either our partnership can do in, you know, getting more partners into the tool, or, you know, any recommendations you have that way, or any updates you would love to see, you know, if you're like, gosh, like, this tool would be, I would give it the 5.0 star rating if it had this.
I told you I'm a tough cookie. I'm not, you know. I think the big thing is keeping that partner relationship library fresh. And I know that's difficult and probably almost a full-time job because people come and go out of agencies. The one piece, you know, I would love to see, we can run a report of your active partners. But to be able to run a report of only the partners that are receiving your Safe Search emails would give you definitely a 4.8.
All right. Anything to bump us up a star. Maybe half a star.
A tenth of a star, right? Yeah. No. In general, it's just honestly, I know that getting a tool like this, it's just keeping it up to date. And you guys do a phenomenal job of that.
Thank you. We appreciate it. Yeah, we want to make sure, you know, everything is smooth and you guys have what you need. And thank you so, so much for joining me today and giving us the feedback and sharing with others, you know, the way that you utilize the PRM and partner library. You know, I think you have it right in terms of the organization. You know, everybody does things a little differently, but I love the angle that you come from it and, you know, how it's helped you with your outreach efforts and hiring veterans and individuals with disabilities. You know, it just truly gets us excited. And, you know, we do our best to present quality partners. So having conversations like this, and I know when my team listens to this, they're going to feel really good about this conversation as well.
But and like I said, you know, it really is extremely helpful, especially when you don't have a starting point. So something like this is very beneficial for those folks that need that.
Great. Thank you. And thanks again for joining us. And I hope to see you soon on another partner happy hour. And you'll have access to yet another organization to connect with.
Absolutely. I look forward to seeing you as well. It was nice speaking to you again.
Yes, you too.
Building true connections with organizations is the turning point to aid in your efforts, as you heard from Toby. While building job awareness and relationships helps attract candidates, there's another strategy employers all around the nation have adopted, and that is recruitment marketing. Recruitment marketing is a powerful tool that can help organizations save money, enhance their employer brand, streamline the hiring process, and create an all-around better candidate journey. While your employer brand is tied to culture and a company's reputation, recruitment marketing promotes job opportunities to potential candidates, using that employer brand as a foundation for success. Luckily, we have the right flock in place for this, and those individuals are on our Recruit Rooster team. While Recruit Rooster offers a multitude of recruitment marketing services, one of their long-standing solutions is centered around veteran recruitment. From military skills translators to career sites dedicated to veteran employment, this team does it all. Let's hear Kelly French from United Rentals as he shares insights into their veteran recruitment and retention programs with Recruit Rooster's Chief Operating Officer, Heather Hoffman, and how their veteran career site has supported his efforts to attract and hire veterans across the nation.
All right, everyone, welcome to the DE Talk podcast. We have Kelly with us here today. And before we get started, I wanted to thank you for your service as a Marine veteran. I can't wait to hear how your military experience has led to and supported your efforts as a recruiter. So we're going to go ahead and kick off with our first question so that we can get to know a little bit about you. If you could share some about your background and your role at United Rentals.
Absolutely. My name's Kelly French, and I have been with the company for about 12 years in various capacities. I am a Marine veteran, and I am currently the Veteran Talent Acquisition Program Manager for United Rentals for North America.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if you could share a little bit about how your past service supporting the community really affects your role today.
Absolutely. As a Marine, you know, I had to quickly learn how to work with very large, you know, heavily matrixed organizations, learning how to work across different units and commands, how to adjust and be flexible to changing environments, agendas, and even mission requirements. And that's not too much different from what I do today. The industry is a little different, but all the skills and experience that I learned in the Marine Corps definitely apply to my role in the civilian world.
Right. And that actually is a nice little leeway into our next question, which is focused around just transitioning, you know, military and the veteran community transitioning into civilian life. So how can you, or how have you used what you learned through your experiences in supporting, you know, the veteran community?
But that's a great question, Heather. I think we all have to end up making that journey at one time or another in our career. Mm-hmm. And I think the military is a fantastic opportunity for veterans to learn, you know, valuable life and trade skills. In focusing on the easy things to set yourself up for success actually starts before you start your transition period, which is typically your last 6 months of service. Some of the things you could do is look for like internship opportunities, like through CSP or Skills Bridge learning opportunities offered through the DoD. Also, there's lots of free certifications that you could obtain and earn that are only available to you while you're in the military, like the career skills waiver. Very valuable to be able to utilize that skill certification to perhaps get your CDLA or CDLB. You may not necessarily want to make that a career, but definitely a nice skill to have on your resume. And then I think a lot of us kind of lose sight of the fact that we work with a lot of people that are similar to us, and we miss out on the opportunity of making great contacts with not only with our battle buddies, but, you know, with the higher ups in our command, our senior NCOs and leadership that could support us in our futures. And lastly, I think that we should, as veterans, target those companies that are targeting us. I mean, we go out to brown bag events. We have these companies come in to talk to us every month. And, you know, who are those companies? I mean, obviously, those are the ones that have, you know, an interest in hiring people from the military for, you know, all the obvious reasons, the dedication, the commitment, the professional acumen that they bring to the table, the discipline. So I think that targeting those companies that target us is a great way to start your job search.
That's a great tidbit. So you touched on training. If you could walk me through United Rentals training programs that you have revolved around veteran recruitment. Is there anything that you offer the folks that you're bringing in?
Oh, for sure. We have several different types of programs. Of course, I've already mentioned the CSP program, which mm-hmm. is available through the Army. We have technician training and sales and operations training available through CSP. And then also through SkillBridge, we have an excellent technician training class that is available. And they get, you know, uniforms, and they get to earn certifications, their real life skills, real life databases with real life problems, doing job shadowing and OJT. So by the time they finish the 120 day perhaps training program, they're really turnkey in our industry and ready to hit the ground running in a new role.
That's great. And so inviting, you know.
And then after service, we have several programs to assist veterans with making that transition if they missed out on that opportunity for that internship. And they follow the umbrella of our Vet to Tech programs. And we have like an equipment associate to tech, where we take somebody who's, you know, basically did not learn a trade skill while they were in the military, mm-hmm. and need to learn those types of skills so they can progress and grow. So we have a very entry-level program that supplies them with safety training, equipment training, equipment operations certifications, and development to get them to a point where they're able to make that leap into newer trade skills. And then they can progress from that role into our tech training class called EA to Tech, Equipment Associate to Tech, where we buy them a $5,000 Mac tool set, assign them to a technician. Well, they'll go through a few months of training one-on-one with a certified tech at one of our locations. Well, they'll learn to become a service technician and then continue to grow their role and expertise into higher level positions within the company.
That's amazing. So with the veterans that you're looking to attract, all of these nice training opportunities that United Rental offers, do you display that anywhere as you're looking to attract their interest in your organization?
Well, yes, absolutely. A great question, Heather. We do a lot of marketing, of course, and I have an e-blast that goes out to all 132 military bases located in the U.S., as well as all the lever and DVOP offices around the U.S. and major metropolitan areas. We're also heavily involved with the ESGR and actually have 5 events we're running this week. Wow. So we're very involved out in the military bases, in the public sector, in social media, promoting our training opportunities and development opportunities to all servicemen and women.
That's great to hear that you're so active. If you could explain to me and those that are listening in today, why is veteran recruitment such a focus for United Rentals? You touched on some of the intangible benefits earlier on. If you could share some others, that would be great.
Of course. Yeah, actually, veteran recruiting has been a part of our culture since long before I joined the company, which was one of the things I was looking for as an employer of choice. And one of the things that actually drew me to United Rentals is they were one of those companies that was out looking for people like me. So if you take a look at the industry, you know, and what we do and what's most important for us and how we do it, you know, we need people, you know, that understand that understand it, not only just the technology and the equipment, but, you know, they understand the other qualities that we're searching for, like a commitment, like adaptability, like ability to learn and grow new skills, which we all know veterans, you know, from the moment you become a private until hopefully the day you're lucky enough to retire as a sergeant major, you're always learning, developing, and growing new skills to, you know, you better yourself and to meet the goals and requirements of your unit. So I think that those, a lot of companies like ours are looking for those types of individuals that have come up out of those environments because they understand that. That's mm-hmm. that's the way we grow our people.
That's great. So one huge component for recruitment is obviously your career site, with, you know, your recruitment brand, your employment brand coming into play. And that's ultimately what you utilize to attract candidates. And thankfully, at Recruit Rooster, we've been able to join alongside of you and be a part of that journey. United Rentals has a career site specifically geared towards veterans. So if you could share with us, Kelly, what elements on your career site you consider the most important components?
I'm super stoked. I'm super proud of our veteran website. And I believe it's one of the top websites out of any industry. And we've been able to leverage our relationship with the Recruit Rooster to help us build out an incredible site. I mean, we have a military skills translator, and it's not just a military skills translator. I mean, it's custom made for us. It identifies, you know, all those roles that we have that are related to skills in the industry. So when you're putting in your details and your MOS and your background into our skills translator, it's relating and leading you to specific roles within the company that you would be successful at. We also have a really great search tool that enables our veterans to search for jobs near where they're stationed. So they can click on a military base and it'll bring up all those jobs that are within a very close proximity to the base to make that search just a little bit more easy for them. And then, of course, we put together some great resources. Recruit Rooster helped us put together some links and some veteran resources that allow veterans not only to look for, you know, education benefits, but healthcare benefits and maybe legal services and other things that maybe not directly associated with United Rentals, but things that they can utilize to help them improve their situation or marketability or education or all the above in helping them to assist them make that transition into the civilian world.
I love that. So it's even more so of a resource outside of, you know, finding employment, but what you're stating is that you're providing additional resources to veterans.
Absolutely.
Where they're at within the United States.
Yes, Heather. And we also have some other items, you know, built into our military career page that you assisted us with, like the videos. I think that I can't imagine anybody viewing our site and just not resounding with them. I mean, we have former Marine Staff Sergeant in a video speaking about the company. We have little news bits and tidbits about employees that we've hired, servicemen and women, the roles that they came out of, some information about the roles that they came into. So I think it's very representative of the veteran culture that we have developed here at United Rentals.
You know, I love hearing that, whether it be face-to-face, obviously your digital presence, and then also training. I mean, you're just sharing some amazing advice for employers. It's not just a check of the box. You know, there's a lot of work and effort that goes into not only attracting veterans, but also hiring and then training and retaining those employees. So thank you for sharing that. What advice do you have for other employers working to build out a solid veteran outreach program or hiring program? Do you have any recommendations for us?
Absolutely. I mean, you have to identify with your target audience. I think that that's the most important thing. I mean, if you're developing your company brand to be military friendly, then your site, it must resound on your website. You have to have those connections. You have to build in those features. So when veterans or military spouses are out there looking for great employers, it's evident that you're a home for them. And I think we've done a really good job of that. And Recruit Rooster has helped us tremendously in identifying United Rentals as a veteran employer of choice.
I love that phrase, that you are a home for them, right? A place where they can be comfortable and come as they are. That's great advice. So we've covered a lot of ground in a short amount of time, but is there anything else that you would like employers to know or be aware of when it comes to veteran outreach and hiring?
Well, I think we're pretty set there. I think one of the things that I would like to mention to maybe or about would be some of the challenges that I know that veterans go through.
Sure.
Maybe we could speak a moment about that. We had some of the largest challenge, I think, for veterans is that, you know, they've been in an environment where, you know, for, you know, 4, 6, 8 years or a career where they're comfortable. And I think that, you know, when we all get ready to make that journey or that transition out of the military, that we all need to be comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I think that kind of goes for everybody. Sure. That has to make that transition. It's just something that you're going to go through.
Yes.
And it's just part of your learning curve. But there are also some other things that I think you could look into that would help you a lot too. And it's some of the things to set yourself up for success, like failing to engage. Going back to earlier comments about, you need to engage with your transition manager on base. You need to speak with the local lead veteran employment reps in hometown USA where you're planning on relocating. Need to attend those career fairs that you're seeing on base all the time. Start looking into those CSP and SkillBridge internship training like opportunities to set yourself up for success in the future. And most of all, I think a lot of veterans out there need to eliminate roadblocks for themselves. I mean, I think they all want to go out and find great jobs and look for great jobs. And I think some of the things that we could do, we could do better. Some have no voicemail. And as an employer, you know, if I can't reach you and I can't leave a message, I certainly can't hire you. Mm-hmm. Or you have unprofessional social media. Mm-hmm. With social media being so prevalent today and the ability to look somebody up and find out a little bit insights about you, I think, you know, people need to take a look at their social media page and how they represent themselves. Having underdeveloped resumes or untargeted resumes with unclear information. So I think everybody could use a little bit of help with that. And it's just something that we all have to work to strive better to do. And poor follow-up. I think, you know, if you're out there in the job hunt and people are reaching out and you're not communicating back, you're really hamstringing yourself by passing on those opportunities. So I think that as job seekers and those making that transition to the civilian world, we really have to throw our arms open and look at all the opportunities and do all those little things that add up to make us successful.
That's amazing advice for transitioning veterans. So I love that you're speaking to not only the employer, but also, you know, veterans that are looking to transition. So thank you for that. Well, I've heard that outside of work, you're rumored to be quite the triathlete. You've successfully completed how many Ironman triathlons?
Oh, myself? Yes. I've completed 7 Ironmans.
Wow.
And 3 M2Os. And I've a lifelong endurance event, endurance athlete.
That is very inspiring. So what drew you into competing?
I've competed my whole life. I started, you know, running track when I was young, and I just I've always had the, you know, fitness and endurance and competition has just always been a part of who I am. And I think that was one of the things that makes me successful is my competitive nature.
That's great. I love that. Gives you a challenge to work towards, continual challenge. Well, Kelly, thank you so much for joining us. Your spirit and your enthusiasm toward veteran hiring is just truly admirable. For those listening, if you'd like to check out United Rentals veteran site, I'd invite you to, I'm going to give this URL a shot here. It's jobs.unitedrentals.com/creative/military. And you can check out some of the tidbits that Kelly was sharing with us today. And we will also link to the site in our episode transcription as well. So thank you, Kelly, for your time today. And I hope that those listening walked away with some actionable items that they can put to use.
Well, thank you so much, Heather. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today and address the veteran community. Thanks so much.
Veterans remain at the heart of what we do. As an association, we are continuously evolving to provide better connections between employers, vet reps, and veteran job seekers. From accurate job listing services that meet OFCCP compliance obligations to relationship building and recruitment marketing efforts, I'm proud of the work we do to provide varying parties the tools and resources they need for success. A big thank you to our guests, Jeff Tabb from the Indiana Workforce Development Team, Toby McIntyre from Oracle, and Kelly French from United Rentals for sharing insights into their processes and inspiring those around them with their work. Each of them work at varying points in the employment spectrum, but their work is driving change for not only veterans with significant barriers to employment to find their career paths and achieve their goals, but also assist employers who are actively working to attract, hire, and retain these valuable individuals in the workforce.
Thank you for tuning in for another episode of the DE Talk podcast. Stay connected with direct employers on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to our emails by visiting directemployers.org/subscribe to receive notifications of new episodes, webinars, events, and more.